Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science. Food. It's inherently tied to our health and our planet, related to the biggest 21st century challenges like climate change, energy, drought, social and economic inequality, and so much more. We call ourselves foodies, and we love to watch celebrity chefs and try to make sense of dietary recommendations about what's good and bad for us. And let's face it, that changes weekly. But there's so much misinformation and pseudoscience circulating online and in social media, it's hard to know where to turn for answers. That's what we'll be exploring on Serving Up Science.
That's right, Cheryl, and I wanted to introduce the listeners to who you are and your expertise in the world of science. Cheryl, one of the things you've been most passionate about during your career is finding ways of discussing science in a way that's digestible and won't go over people's heads. Back in 2014, you did a TEDx talk while you served as director of the Energy Poll at the University of Texas at Austin. Let's check out some of that audio.
Between 1989 and 2001, the number of newspapers that had a weekly science section shrank by two-thirds. So science is losing its cultural standing, and it's unclear what we can do about it. But with regard to the newspapers, the people who are trained to tell these stories, the people who have spent their entire careers preparing us to learn about pandemics and to learn about climate, because they are the translators, they're losing their jobs, and we're getting something else instead.
That talk is almost 4 years old now. How do you think we're doing now?
Well, the good news is that scientists are reaching out in new ways that they never have before. They're more eager to give public talks and engage on Twitter and social media and other outlets on and offline. But 2017 hasn't exactly been a good year for science in the U.S. from a public understanding or a policy perspective. And that's really part of a much bigger problem in this era of, quote, fake news that we're all trying to figure out how to grapple with. It's this deep mistrust in expertise.
Is this a new problem?
So it's worth pointing out that scientists have been battling the same kind of attacks on facts for a long time. We've dealt with climate change denial. We're dealing with the anti-vaccination movement. So the rest of the world and the rest of this country can probably learn a lot from the so-called new phenomenon of fake news from what the science community has been dealing with for decades.
Now, this is a segment about food, and we thought a good way to start things off would be by talking about some of the most common misconceptions regarding food. Cheryl, an article you co-wrote earlier this year on the open source academic website The Conversation discusses something Food at MSU did called the Food Literacy and Engagement Poll. What did you guys find out?
We learned a lot. The survey revealed much of the U.S. remains disengaged and misinformed about food. For example, 48% of us never or rarely seek information about where our food was grown and how it was produced. And at the same time, we know that today less than 2% of Americans actually live on farms as people are moving away to cities and suburban areas. And as a result, we're ever more disconnected from food production and food distribution than ever before.
But why does this matter?
Well, think about the big policy decisions. For example, one-third of Americans, more than a third, 37%, didn't know that all food contains genes. And for the record, it does. And it's noteworthy because there's some pretty big battles going on about GM foods. And 46% either didn't know whether they consumed GMOs or believe they rarely or never do, even though most of them are eating them every day in corn and sugar and soy. So it's just an example where the policy lags behind public understanding and public understanding lags so far behind the science.
What I'm hearing is that we don't understand much about food, and that's exactly what we'll be talking about on Serving Up Science.
We'll be exploring topics from sustainability to our health and well-being, and we want you to be part of that conversation in the future.
And Serving Up Science is also coming soon to YouTube. You can subscribe there now. Our channel name is Serving Up Science. I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum.
And we'll see you again next week. You're listening to WKAR.